Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Journey down to the tidal basin enjoying the pink and white flowers.
Their visit made even better by the wonderful weather this weekend. So how many more days do we have to enjoy them? Let's check in with Mike Litterist from the National Park Service. Mike joins us from down near the tidal basin. Good morning. Where's the smile?
Mike, it's always good when they can find him.
Pony has the best way of just saying optimized and various and topics, and then we're like, all right, you're good.
Did you optimize Oscar's bicycle?
I did not.
No, you did not.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
April Fools!
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, look, a spider.
April Fool's. There we go.
Look all at right, you. Was it in an ice cube?
Spider.
No, my mom loved April Fool's. God rest her soul. She loved April Fool's. Would always get me, especially during high school, would always get me with something. And, you know, she'd say, you know, from the little things like, that is a horrible stain. I wouldn't go to school with that. And I'd be like, and my cute mom who wouldn't lie to anybody about anything unless it was April Fool's. Yeah. My mom, this is how, and by the way, just like Gordon Liddy, my sainted mother.
Yes.
A lot of men think their moms are saints. This is the way, I can't verify that this is 100% true. But the way I look at it when I tell this story is that my mom truly loved April Fool's Day. Because it was the only time she got a chance to lie. That's the way
really,
she
you think that?
Well, it's just the way she loved it so much. It was like somebody who got to taste the forbidden fruit.
Fib.
Half-truth.
And do that, you know.
Now, did you have do you have any favorite April Fool's gags from years past?
No. Well, the best one that we did together will always be.
But I mean, like, one
my
that you
favorite
would do,
radio one.
Like anyone you ever did, like in the family. One that I always like to do, and I did it at JFK for a while, is when we had the old fashioned desk phones. If you went in and you put a piece of tape over the button that would lift when you lift up your handset. Mm-hmm. Phone would ring and you'd pick it up and it would still be ringing and you couldn't get to the call until you got the tape off. It was always a very harmless one, but a good one. Mostly on salespeople.
You never pulled this. You never pulled this off the boss man, did you? Because I never was aware of.
No,
it.
That was more of an. That was more of a.
Of a torture the interns and the producer.
No, that was like that was like an Art Baker,
like sales department.
Sales department one, yeah.
I forgot how much fun Rob had with the employees at the day. So you would actually do that.
To, just try to make a living.
Well, you see, I used to also, in addition to working on the Don and Mike show, I'd pull some extra hours. I'd sometimes run board for the Howard Stern show, which would leave
you. Didn't you love running board for the Howard Stern show?
Not at all. But
I know you didn't. I know you
not
didn't.
At all. But it gave you lots of unsupervised hours because you had to get to work at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So plenty of time to go and tape buttons down.
Did did you do any other pranks to people at work? Because I never knew about that. Look, I think everybody should know that when I did a morning show, I would arrive for the morning show and depart rather frequently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To especially on Fridays during the spring and summer.
Yes.
You know, I remember Alan Goodman coming up to me one time and said, "We've got a 10:30 meeting on Friday." I went, "That's funny." And you know, and I remember that. Yeah, you know, just because you know, golf has been a big part of my life for a long time. But did you do anything to other people?
One thing we used to do, and this was an on-the-air thing. Remember, we would listen to people doing production that were like trying to cut a spot in a production room, but you mm-hmm. could bring up the production room. This started as an off-air thing that became an on-air thing. And when someone
can I just say, radio stations are notorious for just bad behavior.
Oh, like, yeah, and it brings out the worst in you.
They're grown people that are now in the workforce that just can't leave high school behind, and you've got a bunch of people who are performers, and you've got ego, and dysfunctional personalities, and it makes
broken
for
people.
Broken people makes for great theater.
And so you'd be listening. You could actually, in another studio, listen in to what was going on in an adjacent studio. And you'd hear someone get about 25, 30 seconds into a 60-second read, and then you'd call the phone in the studio. And it would be ringing and flashing, and then you'd have to stop and pick up the phone, and then you'd hang up on them. And so they would have to stop reading the spot, and you just purposely mess with them while they're trying to record a commercial. And what was great...
You must have gotten the most... I'd kill people. I'd kill people if I was doing a production session and that happened. Jesus Christ, what, did you get that a lot?
Oh, a lot of it. I mean, you see, you heard it all because
you had to.
You didn't have to be on the phone.
No, you just heard
had the studio potted up. John was great. John Pop was great for that one.
Yeah, well, John Pop should have been in the production studio in the beginning. I mean, really.
You're right.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's really the beginning of it. You know, it's just like, oh, throw John Pop in there and have him do the commercials.
Yeah, all over Washington.
why hire an announcer?
No, you don't need that.
Why hire a professional?
Well, expensive. You know, the greatest thing that was ever written on that gossip site, DCR TV, was that WJFK, That place is run by interns.
Which it was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which it was. And by the way, production for me, and a lot of people don't know this, I don't talk about it that often. My first major market job was the contracted production director doing the promos for the radio station at WAVA. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. I came in and I did it. And I used to do promos because I didn't like to edit tape. And that was when you had to edit with a razor blade.
That's horrible.
How long ago it is. I remember coming into this production studio and they had six tape cartridges machines.
Yeah.
Machines. So this is my digital editing. This is really getting into the weeds.
But this there are people that are digging this because it's really a look back.
I would take my little segments like at REO Speedwagon Weekend. It would, and I would build. Frankie, shut up!
It's his dog, Frankie.
I would build them. I would layer them by just pressing the tape card. Mm-hmm. I'd record a segment here, a segment here, a segment here. And that's how I would do the crazy overlapping. Now with digital technology, which I probably wouldn't know how to do a promo, you can do it.
You would do
it.
It's much easier.
You would figure it out in 10 seconds. It's so much easier.
I said this before. My audition went on the air that weekend.
That's pretty strong.
It's an REO Speedwagon Weekend.
Yes.
On WAVA. It's like, hey, it's good, man. We're going to use it.
Was that Smokey? Smokey hired you?
Hey, man, you're hired. We're going to use it.
I'm like, Fred Flanzer.
I remember being all excited and going, hey, fantastic. And then the rest is history. But
how old were you?
April
like
Fool's.
25, 26?
I was 9.
9 years old.
Yeah.
Nine
early start.
Old. Some of
early
those
start.
Animals are now fully grown animals.
Fully grown. Did you, in your radio career, ever experience... Why do I think, Oscar, you may have been the victim of April Fool's jokes?
Do they have April Fool's down in Bolivia?
No, I mean... WHFS was run, it was dysfunctional, but it was run like a real radio station. They didn't put up with a lot of BS as far as hijinks were concerned.
We were hijink rich at WJFK.
Because remember, you had guys...
Well, and when he says the real radio station, I take offense to that a little bit. Because your ratings were lower than ours?
No.
Oh, son,
oh,
snap!
Oh, snap!
No. It was a different format.
Hey, you were served.
It was based on music. And
music.
The jocks had maybe four or five.
Didn't you have also really horrible management? Mean, horrible, fire you on the spot management?
His name was Sam Rogers. And
well, that was the big guy, right? That was the cluster head or the general manager.
Life was great when Michael Hughes ran that station.
That has been said so many times.
And then when
Sam
Rogers took over.
Fired me twice.
WHFS.
Fired me twice.
Which one was better?
I remember.
Your radio partner, Katie Forbes, when she heard Sam was coming to work at the station that I was on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After WJFK, the one that I got hired at to do the Edge.
Yes.
The Edge. Sam got hired, and I remember Katie texting me, I'm so sorry.
Oh, boy.
Because Katie knew. Yeah. Katie knew that was it, and then I wrote
and
up in
Katie
the elevator.
And Katie loves everybody.
When Sam told the afternoon jock at that time.
Ruddy-faced dick.
Ruddy?
It was.
Ruddy.
Look. Sam,
hey pal.
Nothing horrible directly to me, but he's hurt enough of my friends for me to hate the man.
Sure.
Is that I'll say that I should have known. I might have been 24 years old when the afternoon jock Tim Virgin, now working in Chicago, he said, "You won't believe what Sam just told me." And he said, "Well, we're in contract negotiations, and He said, the days of music jocks driving around in BMWs and Mercedes are over.
Yeah,
music,
anti-talent.
Music is the star, is what he said.
Yeah, anti-talent. The most, one of the most anti-talent guys you would ever come across. A Terminator, as many of these men who rose through the ranks, you can probably trace a lot of them to jocks that were not that good, that really weren't that good, and certainly didn't like to entertain. They like to be bossy.
Sure.
That's the way they did it.
Let music be the star. I remember a program director once told me, he said, we like to make it sound like we're having a good time without saying we're having a good time.
Yeah.
I said, exactly. What does that even mean?
There's a space for a program director, but I've only had a handful of program directors that really understood what the hell we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. Let me go back.
Maybe
think.
Two of the eight.
Let me think if I've got any PDs. I have one general manager who I go back in who got it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Alan Goodman.
Well, he was a showman.
You go back and listen to the heyday of WAVA radio, and the listeners, I like to think the listeners were having as much fun as we were. And that's what it was all about.
Literally the reason.
None of them.
Literally the reason I got into radio is listening to that station.
So if you take with what Mike just said and what Rob was able to do.
Wasn't Bob Phillips there too, that guy?
No, he was in Baltimore. That was a different, I'm talking about 99.1 WHFS in D.C. So, but it was.
Do you think that was his real name, Bob Phillips?
No.
Of course not.
No. Bob Dick.
Now runs all of Entercom.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Good for him.
Good for him.
He'll die alone.
In his abandoned cabin.
It's funny when I hear that
what,
news.
So he's your other radio partner's boss now?
Oh, he's the boss. He's one of the top three guys in the company.
All right, I'll chill on that. I don't want any blowback on that.
Sure.
By the way, it always gets back to guys like
it's
that.
Been 10 years.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if he's still holding a grudge at this point.
Well, he's not holding a grudge. I am.
Yeah.
And I don't even know him.
Yeah.
I really don't. He never worked for him, so I shouldn't say. You always said he was a bit of a stain.
Well, yes. 10 years ago, maybe 15 now. Jesus Christ, time flies. 17 years ago.
Like 120 years ago.
It is. It was. I remember when he walked in, because we had little, our letters from listeners up in the studio. And he walked in, took them all down, because he looked messy. And then he went to the blinds and fixed the blinds all perfectly together and said the blinds.
In your studio where you're going to be working.
When we were doing our show.
Oh, while you're doing, your show?
Like in the middle of a commercial break.
Boy, you poor guys. You know what? God, they wanted to be. You and Chad wanted to be. I mean, and Chad.
We wanted to be Don and Mike.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, God. Damn.
They beat us down, Mike. They beat us down.
Wow. And see, the
advantage. Well, you can't be funny if the blinds are crooked. You know this.
Advantage I had is I worked with Don, who'd been at 26 radio stations.
Yeah, so yeah.
You wouldn't pull that crap, on us.
We were young, we were green. We learned a lot of lessons. I will say this, looking back after this past weekend, and thank you, by the way, for the wonderful birthday wishes, not just to you, Mike, and Rob, but also the wonderful listeners that wrote. Pony, thanks for nothing. I'll say that.
You're welcome.
Did Pony not give you at least? I mean, I can't
I didn't get
possibly.
A text. I didn't get any. He's dead inside. It's fine. He's got the dolls.
Let me just say
I didn't want to bother you.
The belated
Well, you sure didn't. It sounds like it.
The belated birthday greeting that I offered Oscar on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The level of effort required now, and the words require, thought.
Sweet, sure,
being,
sure.
If you're being nice. Sincere. Sweet. But sweet. The level of real, genuine effort to do that. You're telling me that Pony Boy Matthew Bloom, who you, with multiple conversations with me over the years, have saved his job. You
really, Oscar's the only thing that prevents him from this day laying in a gutter.
Yeah,
yeah.
He did not reach out to you.
It hurt, but it was par for the course. Like when Maddie rolled in with what was a paragraph of thank yous and happy birthdays, and I was like, well,
Maddie greeted you and gave you.
It was so sweet, so sweet.
Pony,
yes, Mike.
Ethan even wrote me.
No, no.
Ethan wrote me. Ethan wrote me.
Don't help him. Pony.
Yes.
Eddie, your mic is on, okay? When his mic is on, your mic is on. Just so you know.
I'll try again.
Yeah.
Pony.
I am listening to you.
I have nothing to say. I'm not the one that needs to talk.
If you were going to write something, what would you have written?
Well, I did sign your card.
You know,
the big birthday card.
He signed the birthday card. It said, "I'm a man, a few words. Happy birthday."
And then he left Pony. Long before the cupcakes were served and the song was sung.
Pony, you know, it hurt him so much that you did not send him a personal greeting that he got sick this week. And he came into the studio with a cold today.
Got a cold.
That's crazy talk.
A pone bone cold.
Yep.
I think it's just allergies.
By the way, Rob Spiewak said that to Oscar before the show.
Well, I know
Rob
because
Spiewak,
the allergies are...
Everything is allergies.
Well, it's a bad time for allergies right now. If you could see the yellow film...
You've got coverage now, right, on your wife's policy?
Yeah, and I'm...
So you don't have to say that anymore. You can actually now go to the doctor and get treatment. Why did you tell our Bolivian bloviator?
Because if it is really going to be an infection, if he's really battling something, the phlegm is going to be dark. And his is a bright neon green. That's a healthier color than dark. He's just having a reaction to the pollen.
No, green. Green
he
is
said
an
bright
infection.
Neon green.
Bright neon green is an infection.
No,
if
no,
it's
no.
Clear,
dark.
If it's any color whatsoever, that means you're sick.
All right.
But don't worry. I'll get corrected by Merle tonight, who'll tell me everything there is about it.
I got the chart here.
Oh, good. A chart.
Right, so I think Mike and I contend that bright neon green is some sort of infection, right?
Well, it's. I don't want to say infection.
We're sick.
You've got a cold, and you're at the beginning or middle stages of it.
And you contend that
if it's dark, that's what you need to watch out for.
Okay, but bright green is nothing.
No, bright green is not.
No, you got to own it. You said bright green is he's fine.
I think he's fine.
Okay.
Look at him.
According to this chart,
yes.
Green or yellow are found in the common cold.
There it is.
And that's it. If you've got a brown or orange, as Rob is talking about, black, it's a fungal infection.
Aha! Uh-huh. See?
Gross.
It's injury.
What do you mean you see? He's got a cold. You said it was
nothing. Well, I also said that the dark means infection. You know what? I was painting with a broad brush.
Did you say allergies at any point? Did you say
he said allergies?
I always say allergies because you know why? There's that yellow film. That yellow film is around D.C. And the cherry blossoms are here, which means there is allergies and there's stupidity.
But you sound better than you've sounded in 3 weeks today.
Yeah, you sound
Thank
great.
You. Thank you.
Are you better today? Because even last week, weren't you having trouble breathing?
Yes. Well, always, Mike. Breathing was, if you go to my medical journal... I believe the phrase I charted on Friday was labored breathing.
Brown or orange is also found in injury or irritation.
Yeah, but not and black is horrible. If you have black phlegm, forget about it. He has a cold.
Black is
complicated by allergies.
I have a cold.
All right.
Complicated by allergies.
We celebrated this weekend, Mike. We celebrated me.
And that's a good tease. That's a good tease right now. And by the way, just real quick, I went to see Us again this week.
Oh,
did you? No
so
kidding.
Damn.
Yeah.
April effing fools.
Oh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Why are you talking about
I did what your brother
don't
couldn't.
Don't say
I
this
broke
to me.
You and I beat you.
Oh, no.
It was Paul told me about you. He's the prophet. He's the smart one. He knew what was there, and he found me to take it out of the ground. You know what the funny thing is? Listen. I paid him $10,000 cash in hand. Just like that. He has his own company now. A prosperous little business. 3 wells producing $5,000 a week. Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense. You're just the afterbirth, Eli.
No.
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece. That land has been had. Nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's had.
If you would just
you
take this lease, Daniel.
Drain it! Drain it, Eli, you boy. Drain dry. I'm so sorry. If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw. There it is. That's a straw, you see. Watch it. And my straw reaches across. across the room and starts to drink your milkshake, I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
And there was blood.
Yes.
Because right after that, he killed him. anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Podcast Village Studios. We love our listeners. If you're new, we hope you enjoy the program. And like to say hi to my buddy Craig, a brand new listener down here. And very, very excited when people start digging on the show.
Yeah.
Right after they know about it. And Craig, it's totally fun that you're listening to my show. I appreciate you sharing that with me. From Columbia, Maryland to Keystone, Colorado, Faraday, Louisiana to Stockton, California, from Brazelton, Georgia to Phuket, Thailand, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Today, the Mike O'Mara Show Book Club salutes Baltimore author Edgar Allan Poe. Can you turn that music down?
Let's kill the music.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, I decided to shop at the TMOS store. Yes, Poe would have loved shopping at the TMOS Shopping Center.
Oh.
It's so great he'd be raving about it.
Ah!
How about, do I commit to your efforts here?
This is why a quarter century together.
But when he was running around Podcast Village on the content floor, being like, Mike's going to love this.
He knows me. Anything you need to be a bipolar drug addicted author and anything else you ever need can be acquired at the TMOS Shopping Center, which just happens to be the topic of this announcement. Isn't that right, Jesse the Body Ventura? Right.
It's conspiracy.
Anybody listening to this show at the beginning would be.
Yeah, by the way, Craig has given up on it by now.
Who
the new listener is gone.
Yeah. The TMOS Shopping Center is on our website, and it gives you
What?
Hold on, let me try again.
Do it again.
The TMOS Shopping Center is on our website and gives you I'm going to do one more.
You have a running start
on
it. Running start.
The TMOS Shopping Center is on our website, and it gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Get busy. It's time to stock up on pens, pencils, writing paper, capes, pendulums, and mustache wax. That's a Poe joke.
It is a Poe joke.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse
Tinky,
for a
winky.
Joke.
This is internet shopping at its finest. Not only you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Costs you nothing but means the world to us. So, when is your shopping complete? Quoth the Raven. Nevermore. Boom.
I sent you a text. I wonder if your phone's in front of you. If it is, then.
Of course, it always is. Texting message? An SMS message?
Just a private
message?
Question.
Sure.
It always is, Oscar. I drink your milkshake, Eli. You're nothing but a boy.
Hold on. See. Mike is retrieving the text.
Yeah, he's finding it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
The answer would be no.
Oh.
But thank you.
Damn it.
I will tell you after the show. Thank you very much. That's very funny. That's very, and it's nice that you, even when you're cold, you're doing that kind of shtick because it makes me laugh. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
What magical subtext on today's program?
I know. Yes,
I text your cell phone.
I text your cell phone. Eli!
Read it, you ass!
Read it. You little ass. welcome to the. I'm sorry. It's Monday.
No, it's a happy
weird,
Monday.
It's a weird day. Happy Monday. Anyway, not happy for the my son who did not want to go to school.
Oh no!
I thought those days were behind you.
No, he wanted to stay home with his mother, who he's in love with, like every man in the
world. Oh, his sainted mother.
Yes, his sainted mother. Oscar, how was your birthday weekend?
My birthday weekend was probably the best. birthday weekend I've had in the last 5 years.
That's great to hear.
That is, you know, we come in with our tales of woe.
Yeah.
And it's nice once in a while to come in and hear that somebody had a good time, that it wasn't tragic or it wasn't average.
It was actually fantastic.
Before you tell us, let me ask you one pertinent question here. Did your wife contribute to the quality of the weekend?
Yes, she absolutely did.
Glad to hear that. That's wonderful. All right.
So Saturday is my proper birthday. I wake up. I was scheduled to go into the office, and I said, well, you know what? The day is gorgeous. We had a gorgeous, like, 70-degree day, almost 70-degree day, 65 maybe, tops,
wonderful.
Sunny. I said, I have not ridden my bicycle in some time. So I went out to the back because Pony never stopped by, like he said he would, to tune up my bike. And I tuned it up myself. And
I was
Pony
here for that conversation.
Anything you wanted? Was he supposed to?
When was this supposed to happen?
Maybe we talked about it a couple weeks ago, right?
I believe it was actually nailed down on Thursday of last week.
He said, please come by.
Yeah,
and I said, I'll pay you for your
time. And I'll pay you for your time.
Yes.
And you said, yes, sir.
Yes.
And then you
Before we go forward, Pony, where were you all weekend? What were you doing? You were so disengaged with
just
everyone.
Working. Building things, getting our site optimized, making sure everything works. What I usually
do. When somebody asks Pony what he does, Pony has the best way of just saying optimized and various and topics, and then we're like, all right, you're good.
Did you optimize Oscar's bicycle?
I did not.
No, he did not.
He's fine.
He minimized it.
He saved me money, and I had to be a big boy. And I had to put my big boy pants
What's involved in the tune-up?
All right, we tune up a bike. All you need to
do... How do you tune up a bike? I got a bike. I never tune it up.
Well, if you don't ride your bike, especially in the winters around here...
Yes.
You're,
I put air in the tires.
Your tires will go flat. Put the air in the tires. But the chain...
That's easy.
The chain is something that's always neglected. And Pony actually taught me, like a good Boy Scout leader. And he didn't touch me anywhere, but he just taught me. He said... get something called liquid lightning.
No, rock and roll.
It's called rock and roll lightning, Mike. That's what it's called. And you take yes.
You writing
no,
this
go
down?
Ahead. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Tell your story.
You take this rock and roll.
Is it a spray?
It's a grease.
Ah,
that's very expensive for you bike nerds out there.
You can put it on your chain,
and then you put your chain. You put it all over your chain.
Yes.
Watch out, because the goop will go everywhere.
Yes.
Ask my crotch and.
That is way over the line.
Wow.
That's the kind of thing that gets me yelled at.
No,
don't say that.
It started spitting all over me when I was putting, I was cranking the chain.
Yeah, you were.
And then.
Hey, everybody. How about a little liquid rock and roll? Having a good time here. Pony Boy Matt Bloom Show. Yes, sir. You're going to take that bicycle out there. All right, baby. We're going to get a little liquid rock and roll for your bicycle chain.
Woo!
Everybody have a fantastic time. Get outside and enjoy and take a long, lovely bike ride.
Liquid rock and roll.
Yeah.
Where do you buy this? You get it online?
You know what? I bought it at the bike shop. So
sure.
You also get it online. I'm sure Walmart.com has it.
And as soon as you get it online, take it out of your kitchen. Yeah, going to take that rock and roll, liquid rock and roll, put it on that little chain right there. Have a fantastic time with my bike ride. Go down to the monuments. My bike is flying. I got a Pony Boy Matthew Bloom upgrade on my bike because I did my tune-up myself.
That was awesome. Okay, so
you played just the barest minimum of Bob Seger singing.
Yes, I did.
And then you take a paper towel or a rag, and then you clean off the chain.
Well, which one was it?
Either work.
Yeah,
depending
but what did you use?
I used a paper towel and to destroy rags.
Yeah. What was the name of the stuff that you put on the chain again?
What was rock and roll.
What kind? Liquid rock and roll?
Liquid rock and roll.
Yeah! Little liquid rock and roll. Shall we do it right now? Yeah, it's time to get that chain a-working.
Kick it!
Oh, baby! This chain is fantastic! It's more smooth than it's ever been. And I got air in the tires, too. My name is Pony Boy Matthew Bloom!
So wake up late for school, man, you don't...
You know what I love? I love when a characterization evolves right before my very eyes. And now he was Pony Boy Matthew Bloom, but now he's Pony Boy Matthew Bloom. Bloom.
That is it. That's the last one I will do.
Well, for now.
I get out. I ask my wife to set up my Camelback with my water in it. It's my
birthday.
Camelback.
One hump or two.
It's funny. I heard your wife and I heard camel and suddenly.
Yeah, yeah. No, hey,
I'm sorry.
Not that game.
Okay, sorry.
Not that type of camelback, Mike.
Sportswear. Okay.
Activewear.
Activewear.
She was wearing pajamas.
Activewear as opposed to liquid rock and roll.
Oh, no! Baby, liquid rock and roll is pretty fantastic stuff.
Is it green phlegm? Is it brown phlegm? Is it clear phlegm?
No, it's bicycle riding slam, WAVA.
That is, I swear to God,
right.
That's the last one.
Right.
She hands me my helmet, which is neon green.
Like your snot.
Like my snot.
Boy, is he coordinated.
And I get out there and I said, all right, time to rock and roll. Let's get out of here.
That's good. Okay. Yeah.
So tuning up your bike is just.
No, he thought I was going to do it again.
Yeah, he thought I was going to do it.
I'm not. I want to hear your story now.
So, but tuning up a bike is just inflating the tires and greasing the chain?
Yeah.
Pony, why'd you do that for him?
Well, there's a lot more to it than just that. There's also cable tightening, making sure the gears are shifting properly and the brakes are not going to fail and get you killed.
Could have used that when I found out I didn't have any front brakes halfway down my ride.
Oh, you need those.
Really?
Why?
You could have been responsible for his death.
Don't interrupt. Let him tell his story. Stop it.
So there, if anybody knows the D.C. area, on 34th Street, there is this dip right away. Where you go straight down like you're going to go into the Potomac River. Mm-hmm. You know the roads in Georgetown, Mike.
Georgetown down to the river is just a straight downhill fly.
So my move is now, because I'm an experienced rider, I ride on the street. I don't ride on the sidewalk. And my move is to just jet around all the traffic that's all jammed with these rube tourists trying to get through Georgetown.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to do, too.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's yes. Nice. And with the big yellow helmet, who's going to miss me, right?
Right.
Orange, green, whatever it is. And I fly down and I'm like, this front brakes aren't working too well. I hope my back ones are. They were. No thanks to Pony Boy Matt Bloom, who could have saved my life.
That's the cable tightening that he's talking.
Is that cable tightening, or is that do I need new buffers or new?
Did it just not work well, or was it just like completely?
Now when I hit it, it just spins right off. Like the wheel spins in the same direction, like it's not stopping.
Okay, so probably the there's like a little quick release on the front. Right.
Never mind, you almost killed me and almost killed this segment.
Did you try turning it off and turning it back on again?
No. Didn't care. Maddie loved that joke. Moving on. Move.
I did too.
Oh, you got to come to my house tonight or else I'm dying.
With a bicycle. So,
turn off the bicycle. We're going to do a hard.
This is the new advent, by the way. I have not seen this because in this year of me riding last year to this year, those little scooters are everywhere, Mike.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Tis the season for tourists to leave scooters in the middle of national parks, because my ride takes me all the way around. Not just the monuments on the D.C. side, but on the Virginia side. So I'm riding along the water, a 14-mile run to the airport and back, right? That's my ride.
Total 14 miles?
Total 14 miles.
That's a great ride. That's a fantastic ride.
Seven back.
Yes.
And that's like the last part of that ride is straight uphill, right?
Yes. I walk my bike up the hill.
Is that steep?
It's too much by the time you're done, and I'm not in any shape. I used to ride it up. Right now, I'm walking it up, we're good.
Yeah, I hear you.
So as I'm flying by all these people, and there are tourists everywhere. If you thought it's busy on 4th of July, even busier because everybody wants a picture for the gram in front of the cherry blossoms.
Yeah, Mike, not only did the cherry blossoms literally peak on a Saturday, it was a beautiful Saturday.
Yes.
And it was perfect for shutting the city down.
It happens once every 38 years.
Yeah. I'm used to riding around the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial on the actual premise.
Right.
I had to get off my bike because there's so many people taking pictures.
Basin was a disaster.
I could not safely ride my bike, which is fine, but that's how many people were out.
Can I just say that, with all due respect to people that come to town and stuff, that to me is D.C.
Mm-hmm.
That is D.C. It is you've got the monuments, which are fabulous. Yes. To mm-hmm. come and see that. You come to D.C., I tell people, I've got my thing I like to take people to. I think it's Arlington Cemetery to really just understand.
Really, pick me up.
I'm sorry. I like that. And the Vietnam Memorial. I'm all about the memorials.
Yes,
the memorials, if you're going to go to a memorial, go to a legitimate memorial. That's what I'm saying. But the cherry blossoms and the hype and all that. Hype for things that usually get blossom and then get blown by a cold front.
Yesterday was freezing compared to the day before.
Okay, that's all it was.
Right?
All right.
For
Maddie got a picture this weekend.
Really?
Yep.
Of the cherry blossoms?
Yeah, I seen it on the Instagram.
You creep.
It was in my feed.
I wonder what Maddie's doing this weekend.
That's exactly how it happened.
I need to block Rob.
I'll find my way in.
But this is what I also did, and you'll find your way in. That it's creepy.
Now, that was creepy on purpose.
But I will say that I had not accounted for the human condition with now Instagram being so prevalent.
Yes.
That everybody was it was that pose, that selfie pose with the cherry blossom, the perfect buds in back of them, which is a real study in just what people are doing these days. People watch.
Oh, nice buds.
It's people's love of their own self.
Yes.
And being a part of the event, as you've talked about.
Could have said that a little bit better.
No, you did fine.
Yeah.
Come back home. My wife didn't ask me to do anything, which was great. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, ready for tonight. 3 or 4 hours later, we're good to go. She had made reservations at what was the hippest, trendiest, I guess, sports bar I've been to probably in my life. It's called Spin, Mike, and I paid full price, or my wife did.
Did Sean Hannity join you?
No. It's not. Okay. Spin is a ping pong bar, a concept. Oh. I think
you can guarantee Bill O'Reilly would not be there.
Susan Sarandon, I guess, came up with this in New York, and now it's in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And
they don't throw axes?
And no throwing of axes.
Good.
Just
good.
A ping pong ball.
Yes.
All right. I'd do that.
With liquor and beers.
And ping pong.
And plenty of servers.
Oh, it's
and
great. Like really cool layout with the ping pong and all
that? Yes. And unlimited ping pongs. The hardest part about playing ping pong is finding the ball once it goes awry.
Yes.
They have two buckets to the right or left of you, depending on where you are at the table, that are full, like golf buckets.
Oh, driving buckets.
So you just sit there and say, F it, if a ball goes flying, you don't have to sit there and look for the ball?
Yes.
I'm all in.
You just keep playing.
Mm-hmm. Is it all young, super young people?
I would say.
Would an old fart be able to go in there?
The place is so hip.
How hip is it?
I walked in and I was like, are we still in D.C.?
Oh, wow.
Which is a good thing.
Fun, though.
Because it was completely different than what we usually do is just stomp around Georgetown, seeing all the bartenders we love. But it's the same thing all the time, right? Mm-hmm.
It's been so long since I've played ping pong. I love ping pong.
Are you good at it?
I was. No, I wouldn't be.
What was an hour reservation for one table turned into a 4-hour reservation.
They let you extend it?
We had such a good time that we were like, would you like another hour? Yeah, let's have another hour.
Did Todd come?
Todd, Marissa, Rofo showed up.
That was nice of him, yeah. Were you invited?
I was not invited.
To be fair, the invites came along on a Saturday. Day of, because we really didn't know what was going to happen.
Would you have gone?
I couldn't have. We were hosting supper club.
Yeah, I was, okay. Put them out from Leesburg.
All right. Well, that's all right.
But, given a day's notice, maybe something could have been, arrangements could have been made.
I thought it was going to be a horrible birthday. Because
did it hurt?
Not really. He's not that much fun.
All right, very good.
I would like
to have seen Todd.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a horrible birthday, but we turned into... What was, and I heard about Spin from, I think, Hey Phrase, if I'm not mistaken. They were talking about a hip bar, right?
Why do they call it Spin? Why don't they call it Pong?
I don't know.
You put Spin on the ball.
That's a great question.
Spin on the ball. Maybe that's it.
All right. I didn't grow up with a ping pong table. Todd did, so he was very good. But I had one
in the basement.
I played in college, and so it came back to me quickly. The girls had no idea what was going on. Lots of whiffs, which was funny. Lots of awkward paddle moves because that's what you do if you don't know how to play.
Yeah. Did you think of how great Forrest Gump was at ping pong?
Well, also think about this.
Yes.
There is a competitive, I guess, tourney that happens. Like, there's a DC team, like a league that everybody plays in.
Do they call it, when it gets serious, do they call it table tennis?
I don't know. But two guys that were on the serious team were playing two tables down.
Yeah.
And they were doing what I like to call... the ping pong douchebaggery move.
Yes.
Where they're like, they all had sweatbands on and they were going like this.
Right.
Like they were doing something athletic, which they weren't.
Right.
Right.
And then they had probably a radius behind the ball, their side of the ball, of 30 feet because they were flailing, running around. I was like, all right, man.
With the full extended arm swing?
Full. I've never seen table tennis like that.
So like the real,
like Forrest
Olympic
Gump.
Yeah. Quality. Yes. That's very cool. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Really good, though? They were really good?
Oh, yeah. Expensive, but really, really a lot of fun.
Were young ladies fawning over the pros? Were they showing off for the
chicks?
There
was a lot of attractive women there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were on their phones.
So they were there just to be there?
They were there just to be there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which was fine. Because
I thought Spin was the new Sarah Huckabee Sanders bar.
All right, we got a good time. No, that was it. It was good.
That's a happy birthday to you. That's wonderful. I like ping pong. I think that's kind of a neat idea.
Were you a good ping pong player?
I played in college at Marist, my first 2 years of college.
Scholarship, right?
We had dorm teams, and I was pretty good. Yeah, I love doing it. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of like, you know, it's table tennis. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't have anything funny to say about
that. Will you come? Do you want to go when you come into town?
Yeah, when I come into town, we'll go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Done and done.
I don't know if I'm ever going to come to town again, but we'll go. Well, it's coming up for my daughter's graduation.
Yes, of course. We have the date.
By the way, are you guys going to the Katie thing at Jimmy's?
Yes. You said that's where we're going to meet up, right? You don't want to see us before or after.
Yeah. I didn't say that. If you want to come to that college graduation, boy.
No. Boy, nothing I love more than a college graduation.
But I do have a gift for your I do have a gift for your daughter.
You do?
So I have to, either I give it to you or I give it to her when we see her.
All right.
Is it a ping pong paddle? Kind.
Not a ping pong paddle.
We have to play commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you like yaks? Do you like Shaq?
Shalom, Baruch Hashem.
Do you love TMOS? Aww. Then call the TMOS Yak Shack at 888-920-MORE and leave a message.
I use a regular toilet.
That's 888-920-6673. The Yak Shack. Call up and leave a message, dummy.
TMOS Yak Shack.
Who did that one? That's good.
His name is Eric Smythe. S-M-Y-T-H-E. Smite or Smythe.
Smite him.
I love it. Pounce on him heavily.
Yes.
Smite. My wife says I took both car keys and she can't come to work.
Oh, look at you.
Should we send someone to collect her?
She's already asked Ethan to come to Uber down with the car key to go.
Watch out for that.
Right?
Why can't she Uber?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cheaper for her just to Uber here?
She has the dog. You know how that goes.
Oh, not dog friendly then.
Yeah, I guess dog gets
to come to the work space. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. 2/3 of men lose their hair by age 35.
Yes.
And by the time you notice, it's too late. Hey, pal. Hello, mind. Hey, pal. Yo. You better act fast. It's time to get a handle on those precious locks. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com. I would like you to remember that website. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science. No nonsense. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products will be sent right to your door. It's that easy. If you are someone who has trouble with doctor's offices, who does? Who likes them?
Hate
nobody.
Them.
You'll love 4hims.com. Order now. TMOS listeners get started with Let me start that again. Yeah. Order now. TMOS listeners get started with the Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 today while supplies last and subject to doctor's approval. Restrictions apply. See website for full details. This could cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Look your best. 4hims.com/TMOS. Okay. For those of you that just lambasted me over the weekend about the spoiler alerts.
Oh.
By the way, the spoiler alert is a spoiler alert.
That's right.
And it's like,
heed this.
If you're going to tell me that I am a hypocrite because I tell Oscar not to tell me what's going on, there's a major difference. When you are listening, have a volume control. So when I say turn down the volume because I'm going to talk about a movie, that's the whole point of me saying, spoiler alert, when Oscar or Maddie or anyone else is discussing the movie Us and I say don't say anything, it's because I don't turn the volume down and let Oscar because I'm doing the show.
Yes.
So that's that.
What about, I saw this thread and the thread that Mike is alluding to is people were upset at Mike for sharing too much about the movie Us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On the Thursday of last week. And they felt like he spoiled a little bit of their movie going experience for this past
weekend. I was crucified. And it was, look,
Spoiler alert, the actual alert, the warning was.
I didn't give too much away.
No,
really.
But I mean, leave that out.
You
of
talked
it.
About it openly.
But
you, I did talk about it openly. Yeah, okay.
But you were blatant and
that,
clear.
But I warned people.
Yeah. Yeah, you were blatant and clear. And so, I mean, it's on them. It's
by the
on
way, are
them.
They, you know what? And excuse me, Hulu, but, Hulu? You know, we used to advertise Hulu. And so Hulu runs commercials.
Yes.
Which Netflix does not.
Uh-huh.
And so you've got Hulu just slamming me with over the weekend with commercials for this movie. Does that mean that they're concerned, or is that where they play? Are they running that on regular television in your area
us?
Too, where
yes.
they're hitting us?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does that mean they're just trying to prop it up, or usually that bodes for usually a movie, you know, hits you with a few in between or later in the game when they're hitting you right after
well,
it comes
I'm thinking,
out.
I'm
I'd
thinking
like to
they
know whether they drop
aren't
off
the way I'm thinking of it is the ads are more of 80 million people have seen.
Yeah, they're giving you number one movie in America.
They're using the thing where they want you to be a part of it. Be a part of this.
May I add this?
By the way, the commercial is, you know, you see the whole movie, all the scary parts of the movie. Yeah. The
well, that's usually what happens after something comes out. Exactly. I thought, Mike, this might be a good opportunity to create some sort of imaging for spoiler alerts for the show so people know that when you're about to ruin something for them, we actually have some sort of imaging that would allow for that, because then that would give them a heads up, hey, turn it down.
And you know what? It could be a prescribed length.
Yes.
Like it could, so like we could have a sound spoiler alert and then a 30
and
second
then, like,
music
a siren
band.
Before like
woo! That was great.
Mike is about to ruin.
Ladies
movie.
And gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly
something
scheduled program
lines.
Momentarily.
Spoiler
please
alert.
Stay tuned.
Something along like those lines.
Yeah.
Jim Amato, you got this.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Yeah.
With a cold
the
end.
Following, stay tuned for. Wait, I got it.
Here we go.
Here it is. All right, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Warning. This is a spoiler alert. The cast of The Mike O'Mara Show will be discussing a currently run television or movie presentation. If you have not seen it and you do not wish to know the plot or the ending, turn your device down now. Turn your device down now. Once again, this is a spoiler alert, a warning from The Mike O'Mara Show. Spoiler alert coming. I'm sorry.
That was live.
That was perfect.
Yeah, cut
loved
that up,
it.
Puppy,
yeah.
If you don't mind.
He'll never get to it. But anyway.
Well, he has to optimize it.
Oh, he's got to optimize.
So,
sure.
I don't. Where are we? Do I?
We could break.
Are we? Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about a television program. And a television program based on, I talked about Hulu. I was watching it on Hulu. We got hip to it. Carla found out about it. We watched it. It's so scary weird, but I know it's a real thing, and it's about, it's one of the weirdest things I've seen. We will do that when we come back, and then I will ask you about, you know, whether you know anyone that's ever come close to it.
Ooh, okay.
It's very weird, and it's Munchausen syndrome. You've heard about
it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a TV show about it. It's amazing. We'll take a break right after this.
My name is Matthew Ponyboy Bloom, and I approve this message.
In this era of fake news, who is our best, most trusted source of entertainment? Clearly not Mike O'Mara. Did you know that Mr. O'Mara voted to defund his interns? He works them for free. Disgusting. Also, the other day, Mike didn't wish Oscar's dog happy birthday. Does Mr. O'Mara believe dogs don't deserve love on their birthdays? I think so. Heartless, avid golfer, Floridian. Just a few words to describe the monster behind the mic. Let Pony, a proven patriot, lead your mornings right. Sign up for the bonus show to give Pony the spotlight he rightfully deserves. This grassroots movement needs your support. Together, we can dethrone the host with the most medical problems. This ad was paid in part by the OFIC, Organization for Intern Compensation.
I'm still Matthew Bloom, and I still approve this message.
Thank you very much. He's fighting back. It's about time. That's the best. Who did that
That's
one?
Johnny.
Whose voice is it?
That's Johnny.
That's Johnny?
Intern Johnny.
Is Johnny related to Zoolander?
They have traits in common, yes.
Okay, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Yes. Here's some powerful news from Cornerstone First Financial.
Be nice.
I am a monster. The economy is softening. And because of that, interest rates are down, down, down.
Yes, they are.
They're the lowest they've been in a full year, and chances are there will be no interest rate hikes this year thanks to inflationary pressure not materializing.
Right.
Rates are back around 4%, and with the spring home market in full swing, time to act now. Whether you are buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. I repeat, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate.
Guaranteed, Oscar.
Well, I can use this, too. I repeat, Cornerstone guaranteed. I won't do that.
That's fine.
Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough, now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing, and we thank you. So, Carla hit me to this show. We watched it on Hulu, which means it might be an NBC show.
Right.
You know, I never know when I'm streaming. I never know where. If I'm streaming a show, I don't really occupy my
You're
brain
just watching it.
With where it comes.
Yeah.
The show is called The Act. Are any of you familiar with it?
Mm-mm.
No, I have not seen it.
It is Patricia Arquette, who is a brilliant actress.
Very good.
And she plays the mother. And I'm not sure the name of the actress who plays the daughter, but the story in a nutshell is a mother and daughter who live together and are supported by the goodwill of others because the daughter is very, very ill. But the fact is, the daughter is not ill at all. And it is this, the syndrome is called Munchausen syndrome by proxy. And the mother has projected that this daughter has a plethora of illnesses when in actuality the daughter has very little wrong with her, but she has had procedures and hospital visits and she has the bald head.
Even though
she has a full head of hair, she shaves the daughter's head. It is
daughter
mind-boggling.
Is played by an actress named Joey King is her name.
Joey King, and it is... I only got three episodes, and I'm not sure if it's a series, a mini series, or what. I can't give you information about, but I can say it is highly disturbing. And once again, things that fascinate me, the United States of America and human beings and their capacity for bullpoop.
Yes.
It is truly, truly stunning to watch this. And
how does she poison her?
It's a true story. I don't think she's poisoned. I think she's mentally poisoned, Oscar.
Ooh.
And this story
Mind
is
games.
Fascinating.
It's described on IMDb, Mike, as an 8-episode anthology series that tells startling, stranger-than-fiction true crime stories.
Ooh!
That's how it's described.
It's really, and it is a true story, and they, you know, I'm not going to say it because we were just talking about it. Yes, I will. All right. Warning, spoiler alert. I hate to have to do this after we talked about it. Is it okay when part of the plot is that they, in the second episode, they let you know what happened at the end? Because
well, you know,
they do a flashback technique.
That's very similar to the way they used to write Columbo. Columbo, they would reveal the murder in advance, and then they work backwards to solve it. And more currently, Pulp Fiction is a story out of sequence, so I think that's acceptable.
You know, I don't have to give you a spoiler alert for this, because
what I
want to talk about what it really is, because it is based on a true story, and this mother... projected these illnesses on her daughter, and her daughter's in a wheelchair and sleeps with the breathing machine.
And
the daughter is, is supposedly very young when she's really not all that young. And the mom is not only a nut, but kind of a con artist. And it's just the story of
what are people doing for her that helps this con along? Like, are they paying?
Let me
bills?
Tell you one thing: if you're really obsessed with it, turn it down, and I'll tell you one thing. There's one trip they take to the hospital, and they kind of diss this doctor who's a Patch Adams style doctor with the bunny feet and the wild tie, and he's their kind of go-to doctor.
Right.
And it's all predicated on BS.
Yeah.
That the medical records and all that, you just don't get any clarity. And you don't get clarity because the whole thing's been made up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're lying about it. And it speaks to, you guys didn't watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I watch it.
When Yolanda, do you remember when Yolanda was accused of
faking
her whole, and Munchausen syndrome and all that. And apparently it happened. Now, look, I think what Munchausen syndrome would be an acceleration of the hypochondriac.
Right.
Where you suddenly feel that it's a lot of self-diagnosis.
But isn't Munchausen syndrome
it's the opposite of what Rob does, by the way, when Rob says, don't worry about it, it's nothing.
Yeah.
This is somebody thinking everything is
the end of the
and
world.
I'd take the Rob thing before that.
It's technically when you do it to yourself, but since this is Munchausen syndrome by proxy,
it's she's the putting mother projecting it on the daughter.
Other person, which is somehow more vile and evil. Is there any way?
And you don't know what the motivations
are.
Still don't know what the motivation.
There's
simply,
no way, because it could just be mental torture because she's broken, but there could be another motivating factor behind it.
It could
that
be
hasn't
purely
been revealed
cash.
Yet.
You know, it
yes.
could be
cash money.
They get donations.
Dollars.
You know, they go before these little, the child is honored and it's just fascinating. And the other part of it is that the daughter is, you know, not a kid. She is awakening to the realities of men and sex and all. And it is
how old
not
would you say?
It's
fascinating.
I'm not going to say because it's a part of the plot.
Okay.
I will say that it's fascinating to me. And I just was curious whether you've come across either a person that you might describe as somebody. I think if we really racked our brains, we could probably find somebody where you were always saying, you know, is that person really that banged up? You know what I mean? Is that person really that sick?
I know
I've never
a family,
seen it with a mother projecting it on a child.
I know a family in Leesburg that has about 1,000 kids, and all of the kids have something wrong with them to hear the mother tell it. And the mother is the biggest disaster of all. And I would have to say it has to be because these kids...
Don't sugarcoat it.
This is hostile.
That these kids are in this toxic environment that they're finding... If not finding problems on their own, almost it seems to me like the mom assigns them problems.
Can I stop you? When you say the mom is the biggest disaster, that's kind of the plot of this. The mom is definitely whacked and all. I mean, it's very. And when you looked at, I'm trying not to do a deep dive. There's stuff all over the internet about the real pair.
Okay.
And it is, it's
where do they live? Do they live in the United States?
All I know is that, they're the United States.
Okay.
But you see this, and I just know that people have either come across somebody who you're like, are you really that banged up?
Yeah.
You know, and then you see the people that aren't. I just don't know if anybody ever, you know, you said the woman in Leesburg.
Yeah. I knew a family in Leesburg once that went on a Make-A-Wish trip. After everyone
that is terrible stuff.
What?
That is really, I'm going to put that, you are under the weather. That is unacceptable.
That's an infection joke. That's an infection joke. Right
are
there.
You going to let him slide because it's an infection joke?
Hope you had fun at ping pong. Terrific.
It's really, I'm trying to think, and I think they're out there, but it's just.
Well, you see
we love to feel sorry for the infirmed, which I'm all about. I cry when I see a child who's legitimately sick. I watch
like
the St.
Pony.
Jude Children's Hospitals. It's tough.
We're also we're cynical.
We're all susceptible to BS.
We're also skeptics. So there's an ease.
Well, not all of us are skeptics. Well, there are a lot of people that take it hook,
line,
and
in this room, I would say.
Well, yeah, in this line of work.
We're a pretty skeptical
bunch.
I'll
give you an example. This is not the same thing at all.
Okay.
But I'm a monster, and this is why I'm dead inside. I'm watching a special hungover Sunday morning, and I'm watching, like, 9 a.m.
The sound of ping pong balls still ringing in his ears.
I'm watching E60, where E60 is on ESPN. They have these beautiful stories of triumph and struggle and how sports
are they an hour
cool.
long?
They're an hour long,
Mike,
yes.
That's why it's called 60.
Yes,
so,
E60.
Yes.
This young lady, a Pens fan, Mike, a Pens fan from Pennsylvania.
My sympathies.
Yeah, she needed a kidney. So she put a poster up that said, hey, I need a kidney. And she found a donor. It was another Pens fan. It was beautiful. So why am I so like,
Was it Sidney Crosby?
No.
It was Kidney Crosby.
No. Oh, but she named
Kidney Crosby.
She named the kidney Sydney the Kidney.
Oh, that's nice.
Right? So,
Sydney the Kidney.
Yeah. So
ESPN 60 Minute Show.
I'm watching this. And the only thing that rubbed me wrong and raw about the whole situation is that she went to this wonderful fan base, whether you're a Caps fan or not.
Right.
Just a fan base that found somebody else that had a kidney, right?
Right.
And set them up and connected them. She was 118,000th on the transplant list. She wasn't going to get one. She needed one. But she didn't become a Pens fan until she started dating this guy at 30 years old. So she's not like a lifelong Pens fan. She was like a Pens fan for like a cup of coffee, and then she dipped into that fan pool and got a kidney out of it.
Well, it's official. You've cemented it. You are a monster. We have to take a break, and that's good. Glad that that might have been the hangover and the cold at the same time.
Meanwhile, Oscar was good enough. He was good enough to visit her in the hospital and unplug her machine.
I sat that there sucks. And I said, look, maybe you had to be a Pens fan lifelong for this story to really tug at my heartstrings.
She really didn't deserve the kidney, did she, Todd?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, welcome.
Let's play for another hour.
We've got news you may not need coming up with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Informed. Intelligence, irreverence, political persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the big news. It's finally here. The Mueller report. Well,
haven't seen
not
it.
Really the report. The letter about the report, summarizing the report. We're going to talk about it. What's it mean for Donald Trump? He's haven't taking a victory lap, but he's using his political capital to cut Obamacare? Republicans are insane, according to Republicans. We'll talk about it. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
It's between Attorney General Bob Barr's pillows. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bang.
This segment of the program brought to you by...
Oh, Free Fly.
Free Fly. When you're running around outside... That sounds the beginning of a poem. When you're running into home... when you're running around outside, the last thing you want is uncomfortable clothing weighing you down. Oscar got his Free Fly shorts, the ones that I was raving about.
I love
the ones that I am wearing right now. It's hard to describe, Oscar, how cool the material is. It's, they do bamboo material. They do combinations of different materials.
I would
materials.
Say the cleanest, most comfortable pair of shorts you will ever wear.
And great colors. Nice. I love their earthy kind of muted colors.
It's a
so
muted
neat.
Palette. Is what
it's
it
beautiful.
Is.
Yes. Free Fly is designed for outdoorsmen and women who don't settle for uncomfortable clothing. They've got this stuff, butter soft bamboo fabric. It's designed for the perfect comfort, honestly, like wearing nothing. Perfect tops and bottoms for any outdoor activity. And Free Fly's bamboo fabric has natural UPF sun protection to keep you cool on and off the water. Free Fly is beautiful in its simplicity with no bells and whistles, just great clothes. I love my Free. I even love my Free Fly hat.
Yes.
I wear it on the golf course. I wear it home. I love it. It's great. It's time to stop being uncomfortable and start wearing Free Fly's bamboo clothing. Mother's Day and Father's Day just around the corner, so gear up for mom and dad. Plus, you can get 20% off when you visit freeflyapparel.com and use the promo code TMOS. That's freeflyapparel.com, promo code TMOS, people.
News.
News.
Nicolas Cage.
Good guy.
What a great little news cycle with Nicolas Cage. Isn't this day three?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's day three that I've had him on the news. He says he and his girlfriend, Erica, were intoxicated.
Oh.
When they got married in Las Vegas last weekend. I think Vegas is a lot like Florida where you get everything. Everything is open to the media.
It's a destination,
too. Yeah. That's why you hear the... Yes, and it's a destination city. Thank you very much. In his annulment papers, which they leaked to the media because I think they have to, Cage says she suggested they get married, and he, quote, reacted on impulse, you think, without the ability to recognize or understand the full impact of his actions. He also says she didn't disclose her criminal history or the full extent of her relationship with another person.
A lot of times that comes up, Mike, what we call the engagement.
It's like a scene from The Hangover.
Yeah.
This must be the drug-dealing boyfriend Nick was ranting about at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, Cage says he and Erica have, quote, such conflict in personalities and dispositions that are so deep as to render the two incompatible in marriage.
You know where he had to take the wedding ring off of?
His hand!
My hand!
My hand!
My hand! Johnny Cabareri! Come upstairs and get into my bed!
Chris Rock was a presenter at the NAACP Image Awards on Saturday. And this is why Chris Rock's a comedian. And he's a veteran comedian. He's a great comedian. Well, they told him not to tell any Jussie Smollett jokes.
Right.
Well, he did. He said, quote, "They said no Jussie Smollett jokes. I know what a..." He said, "I know. What a waste of light skin." Do you have the audio?
I do.
Of him? Play the audio of, okay, of Chris Rock, because I can't do it justice. I don't want to do it Chris Rock.
An award. They said no Jussie Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know? You know what I could do with that light skin? That curly hair, my career would be out of here. Running Hollywood. Yes, no, just...
He's having
what
fun.
What the hell was he thinking? From now on, I ain't never gonna know just you're Jussie from now on. You don't even get the you no more.
That's awesome. He was presenting the award for Outstanding Comedy Series. Blackish ended up winning. And when the cast came up on stage, 19-year-old star Yara Shahidi said, quote, "I stand with Jussie." Now, isn't that nice? Jussie was up for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama, but he lost, interestingly enough, to a Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy.
Was the drama he was nominated for the story about the attack?
I don't know. Don't know. Over the weekend, the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 battled it out, and when the dust settled, the Final Four was set. Next Saturday, 2-seed Michigan State will play 3-seed Texas Tech. Well, hey, we got one that we're interested. Well, 1-seed Virginia takes on 5-seed Auburn. The two winners will advance to the title game, which takes place next Monday, a week from today or tonight. There's only one seed remaining. That's Virginia, who made it to the Final Four. The Cavaliers, they eliminated Purdue.
They don't care if they win or lose.
Overtime, their opponent Auburn knocked out Kentucky in overtime, despite losing Chuma Ukeke to an injury in their previous... I hope I got the name right, because I don't follow basketball. Sorry. They lost him to an injury in their previous game against North Carolina. He tore his ACL. That sucks. He's out for the tournament. Michigan State just barely slipped past Duke. That's a huge
Mike,
upset.
I watched that game on Sunday night on CBS.
CBS. Jim Nance doing the call. Everybody thought Duke. Everybody always thinks Duke's going to make it to the final.
Yeah, of course.
So, they're going nuts down here with Michigan State.
Mike, do you want to know where we stand with this dog-eared bracket? I'd love to throw it away because I've been carrying it around since we did our picks.
Please do.
The only one we have that's still alive is Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We had Auburn. We had North Carolina. When in fact, Auburn has that slot. We had Gonzaga, which was Texas Tech now. And of course, we picked Duke, and that's Michigan State. So
close.
We picked...
Who do we have for the winner?
We had, for the final game, we had Duke versus North Carolina, with North Carolina winning. And I am so glad.
Bracket is busted.
We did not win $1 million.
Yay, bracket busted. There's something reassuring when you see America's most unhealthy chain restaurants really leaning on their unhealthiness.
Oh, good.
Olive Garden has a new giant Italian classics menu.
Ooh.
Giant.
Is it for giant Italian people?
No. I think it could be related. The giant Italian classics menu that runs from now through the end of May. We may have to get a sample of this.
All right.
We really should. It features giant versions of some classics.
Mm.
That includes huge stuffed shells.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. How gross is that? Isn't that just like ricotta?
Yeah.
What that would be. It's
gonna
cheese
throw,
you can use.
It's going to throw off your pasta to cheese ratio horribly.
Yeah. There's a meatball that weighs 12 ounces, but the real highlight is a foot-long piece of chicken parm. It looks like it would take multiple meals to eat it.
How would you get a piece of chicken that's they're stitching
that's
together chicken?
They're cobbling together. Yeah. They're genetically engineering.
It's like a massive chicken
nugget. Breasts, right?
I gotta be.
And all the breadsticks you want.
Of course, right, salad too. Yeah.
Maybe we don't do that.
Yeah, maybe Paul Christine would like to enjoy that meatball.
Giant.
Now do you take that back? He is a purist.
I
love the pictures of his Italian food. I don't think he'd set foot in the Olive Garden.
You know what though? The ant and the aardvark cartoon. He sure does want that meatball.
I got to get that meatball.
This Easter, this is exciting. More food news. Prince fans can all reach out for something new.
Uh-huh.
And that means you too. Brock's Fine Candy Company, releasing Purple Rain jelly beans for the holiday this year.
The family got in charge. Got the estate. Now they're in charge.
Well said, Oscar.
Thank you.
You get a sense that young folks are coming into these marketing departments just to say, we got to do something new.
Well,
do something
the thing that blows my mind is in his life, he wouldn't let his music go on the internet. He was that careful to guard his image. Now, jelly beans.
They dance around it. The Purple Rain tiny jelly bird eggs will feature four flavors. Berry. Right there when that's their first flavor. Berry, blueberry, blue raspberry, and grape. And they'll be available in 3-ounce and 11-ounce bags. Coincidentally, this year, Easter Sunday falls on April 21st, which is the third anniversary of Prince's death. Mm. The packaging doesn't mention Prince specifically, of course. But nevertheless, if you're looking to bathe in the purple rain on Easter, you can find a list of where to buy the jelly beans.
Hey, look at what day Easter falls on this year. Do you know what? That's the day that Prince died.
What's your favorite colored jelly bean for everybody in the room?
Oh, easy for me, black.
Oh.
Yeah, you like licorice.
I do. I love it.
Yeah, I like orange.
Orange is good.
You know, orange is my favorite as well.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's go play ping pong.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
That's a little weird.
Americans just aren't getting any. That's this story.
Okay.
That's what it says. Despite the explosion of hookup apps and dating sites, the number of adult Americans who haven't had sex in the last year reached an all-time high in 2018, according to a new study by the General Social Survey. Where's the General Social Survey? I don't do the deep dives, folk. I just give you this. There we go.
Well, Mike, what it is, it's a social survey that lacks specificity.
Think tank.
General. The record lack of action is the climax of a decades-long trend among an aging population and growing numbers of single people, said the group, which is part of the University of Chicago. Millennials aren't without blame. The survey showed that nearly 25% of the people who went without sex were 20-something men. That's 8% more than women at that age. Those ages 18 to 29 who abstain more than doubled in the last decade, and that's according to the study from the General Social Survey. And as usual, like many of these stories, I say, thanks, Pony. We'll take a break.
Up the curve. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll come back for more fun and more thrills with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here. Purple Rain.
You know what, Pony? Yeah. You know what Pony's collecting? He's collecting.
That?
I don't get any action figures.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
We'll take a break. Come back with more right here, everybody.
Comedy. It's a universal language. And with the TMOS app, you can share the hilarity throughout this big blue marble we call planet Earth. Brush up on your language skills today, such as Swedish.
Mama puts the pies out to cool.
German.
Sign the papers, old man.
Russian.
I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Even from the heartland of America.
I don't know when she's coming back. I think they come back Thursday.
Share your love of laughter and the More Network no matter where you may roam. All your favorite shows in one place. Plus, you can now connect to the TMOS Yak Shack right from the app. The TMOS app, recommended by 4 to 5 Sherpas to be the funniest app in
the world.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. Hello, Wax Museum enthusiasts. We got to talk about that tomorrow.
Yes.
Got to get an update on it, right? Do you like seeing your favorite celebrities captured in a sculpture, a flesh-like wax resin?
Ugh.
Are you dazzled by their dead eyes and their perfect humanoid hairdos? Or are you horrified by them? Either way, if you missed the most recent TMOS bonus show, you missed a thrilling tale that results in Rob Spiewak embracing his greatest fear, That's the thing about the bonus show. Things happen. Yeah, we had a great bonus show.
It was wild.
We really did. We had a great bonus show. Go back and listen to it. Go get it today. Things happen organically. You never know where the show is headed. It's a magical sixth episode of TMOS. You grab every week if you have the intelligence to do so. And if you don't, subscribe. Woe be unto you.
Woe be unto you.
Wow.
Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner, and you get access to the whole thing. Buy it, try it, and welcome to the House of Wax. Hey, thanks for sending me that clip from the House of Wax. That's why I remember. You know, that's why I remember, because the guy is so creepy.
Yeah, he is
that
a creep.
Has the
paddle ball. And it's a great exhibition of the 3D technology from the movie.
And he's really doing that,
yeah.
Right?
With oh,
the
yeah.
paddle ball?
And I don't like it when it lands in his mouth.
It's very scary. Yeah, yes. Very, very scary. Welcome to the House of Wax. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, April 1st.
April Fools.
2019.
April Fools!
So every April Fool's I get up and I scan Facebook and the internet sites looking for the big gag. I don't see any big gags that have launched yet. Did anybody see anything today?
The only thing that was weird but was not a gag is when all the airline. Did you know the airlines had a vendor and they had a computer glitch? So Southwest, Delta, just two of the three, and I can't remember the third. They had to ground all their flights for like 2 hours this morning.
Oof.
Because they couldn't get the little. The skywalks or whatever the
moving sidewalks?
Moving sidewalks onto the plane. Like, it was nuts.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the jetways?
The jetways.
Oh, the jetways. Okay.
Wow. Well, you know, it just backs up what I've been saying for years. Walk.
Yeah, please. Always.
Just walk. Walk to your destination.
But people thought that was an April Fool's deal initially, and then it turned into a big deal.
How about the gag where Pony doesn't tune up your bike?
No, it's fine.
That's funny.
You know what mine was today? And I didn't do it. I had it on my show prep, but I didn't do it. It sucks so bad, and I look back at it, it sucks even more now. I was going to say, I'm actually being considered for the county council down here, and I was going to do this whole thing. It's such crap. It was such a ill-thought, lazy little, I didn't do it.
I would have bought it.
I would have, too.
You know, nothing will ever compare to when we gave the kid a tattoo.
That's right.
A fake tattoo.
It was a 10 out of 10.
And the police came. It was a 10.
Mm-hmm. Tats for Tots, it was called, Mike.
Yeah, Tats for Tots. Brilliant.
This weekend was the induction ceremony at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the audio is limited because it airs on HBO in 2 months. There's some people captured stuff on phones. I think Stevie Nicks was inducted, and she sounded really good.
Okay.
I think Def Leppard was inducted. They performed. It looks like it's going to be a good show. It always is. But I liked this one clip from the press, this leak from the press. Robert Smith from The Cure, the saddest group ever, he was accosted on the red carpet, and I like this little interview clip.
It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
Funny. Funny.
Oh my God, what beautiful English. By the sounds of it, no. Oh God, I want to see that. I got to go look at that. That's fantastic. Just the way he phrased it. Beautiful.
He looks very curious.
Can you play that again?
Yeah,
please,
very Robert Smithy.
It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
He's like, what am I doing in Cleveland?
All right, I want you to think back about 3 years. Do you remember the name Harambe? Harambe.
Wow. Yeah,
I do.
I remember.
It's the gorilla that grabbed the kid and had to be put down because he accosted the kid.
All right.
For no good, real, or ascertainable reason, over the weekend, Elon Musk recorded a song. Elon Musk recorded a song about Harambe, and it's called R.I.P. Harambe.
All we ever do, thinking about you. We back at the zoo, man, thinking about you, man. Where my girl is at, we miss you. We really, really miss you.
This guy was not in charge of what is one of the top three spatial revolution companies, where you've got a SpaceX in his hands. And
Space
then,
Revolution.
Yeah, space.
Right?
I'm sorry, yeah. Space Revolution. Where you've got SpaceX in his hands, and then you also
I wouldn't put my payload on one of his.
Like, he's got astronauts
rockets.
Going. People actually go.
But also,
yeah,
take him out of that too. They took him out of Tesla. Take him out of that. That man is not normal.
Ike, R.A.P. Harambe, sitting drinking Bombay.
Jesus.
So in his mind, the gorilla is in heaven with a martini. Gorilla.
The timing couldn't be worse.
Or
did he know about batteries and stuff, Oscar? I
mean,
did
batteries?
Did he bring the skill?
Did he know about the sun?
What the hell? The Tesla was the car.
Look, this is the first time, I'm an Elon Musk apologist. This is the first time.
Well, you better get busy after that.
Where I sat here and I said, oh, no. Like, he has lost his ass.
All right.
Just more embarrassment for the people that make bad calls by buying Teslas.
I'm going to be late to the ping pong bar. Mike, Sesame Street had gone to cable, I'm sure, by the time you had little Michael, right? So he was not a Sesame Street kid, was he?
No, he did not watch Sesame Street.
My kids did watch Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. I was a huge Sesame Street kid.
I learned English from
I think it premiered in 1969. Oh, that's a high praise.
His first grade class, they said, Oscar Ceballos. He went, prison.
But to really realize how old Sesame
Muppet
Street
babies. Is that animal?
I found a clip. Who would you think is the least likely person to ever do a spot on Sesame Street?
You know, they get anybody, so it's
but
so
this
crazy.
Goes back to 1969. This one blew my mind.
What does Burt Lancaster do when he's happy?
Burt Lancaster.
What does Burt Lancaster do when he's angry?
That's all Burt Lancaster's doing.
Yes. What does Burt Lancaster do when he's home?
I watch Sesame Street with you.
Scary.
There you are.
Creepy.
Sesame Street, and I wash myself with lemon.
The lemons. And Mike, also, should you need, I'll just send it to you in a separate file. We now have Burt Lancaster counting to 10, and Burt Lancaster reciting the alphabet. But that's not the reason.
Maddie, do you know who Burt Lancaster is?
I do not.
That's
Tony,
not a surprise.
Do you know who Burt Lancaster is?
No idea.
Oscar Santana, do you know who Burt Lancaster is?
He was in Smokey and the Bandit.
There you go. Very good. We have one. We have one with
he
that.
He wasn't in Smokey.
Burt Lancaster, movie actor, dead for, 40 years?
Yeah. But I knew that you would appreciate it. I played this mostly for you.
I did. Burt Lancaster. I used to do an impression of Burt Lancaster. Yeah. And the movie where he's an old man,
Atlantic
back with
City.
Susan Sarandon, who's now an old lady, is pretty fantastic.
It's a good film.
Get a chance to watch it.
And, Mike, really the reason we all came here today was to talk about the Cherry Blossoms, and they did a wonderful feature this morning on Fox 5. I spend my morning with Steve Shenevy and Allison every morning.
What's that about? What's the Cherry Blossoms? Stop it, people.
Hey.
Let's hear their take on it, okay?
It is peak bloom day today. Over the weekend, thousands of people journeyed down to the tidal basin enjoying the pink and white flowers.
Their visit made even better by the wonderful weather this weekend. So how many more days do we have to enjoy them? Let's check in with Mike Litterist from the National Park Service. Mike joins us from down near the tidal basin. Good morning. Where's the smile?
Mike, it's always good when they can find him.
Is he still reporting?
Mike Litterist.
Yeah, he is from
the National Park Service.
National Park Service guy. And he was down.
Hold on, for the people around the country. Real name?
Yes.
Real name.
Mike Litterist. Time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And he, you know what? He loves the camera.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And never wanted to change his name to Michael.
No. But, you know, about a few times a year, he comes out of hiding and he covers the cherry blossoms.
Absolutely.
And he's great.
Absolutely. And right now, the shock jock in me is wants to say 72 things that I'm not going to say.
Mike Litterist.
That's your magic audio vault. Thank you. Have a terrific Monday.
Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode. Funny from beginning to end. The Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Mike Litterist with two
Mike
B's.
Mike Litterist.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com. And make sure you get our bonus show. Hey, leave a message for the mailbag and give me more cities for the opening
cities.
Of the show.
More
cities. Send your cities as well. And 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. For the Yak Shack, we'll take some of your calls and put them on the air tomorrow. For Oscar and Rob, this is Mike O'Mara saying thank you for everything and your amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike Litteris.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Get out. And don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
Goodbye.